own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour, final hour of today's show, this Friday, August 22nd, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now is the author, Rick Randall. He's written a book called Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success. We enjoy having Rick on to end the show every Friday from 11:30 to 11:48. Greatly appreciate his insight, his conversation with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy. How are you today?
We're doing good, man. And one of the things I wanted to talk to you about today, specifically about the book, I got a couple of people who have reached out to me. They've texted me because I wanted to make sure we got the right Rick information. RT, I asked everybody to text me RT for Road Trip. And that way I send them the picture of the cover of the book, as well as the link to Amazon.com to be able to purchase it. Mention Barnes & Noble as well. One of the things that people have asked me about, and it's kind of an interesting question to run by you, is when you wrote the book, was the idea to basically share your own life experiences? Was it more of a something like Webster's Dictionary, where you basically just looked up a word and, you know, recited the definition and, you know, that kind of thing? They said, what was the process that Rick went through when he wrote Road Trip?
So the whole purpose, we started with a coloring book a long time ago. I mentioned this before, and we picked out 31 words, positive words that would just be good words. And then we turned it into a coloring book. It was a game idea, but anyway, so Road Trip, what I did there is I went to the dictionary and I actually looked up positive words. So I went through the dictionary and found what I thought were good words. Not all just positive words, but just good words. And so I, you know, my goal was A to Z is what I did. But then my goal was to find three good words for each letter. Well, you know, some letters X, I only used one letter or one word. That was X Factor, which is actually it's one of my favorite poems. But then three words, some words got four or five or six, or letters got four or five or six words. So I looked up the definition of the word, and then I surmised it with what kind of the words that meant something to me with that word. And then I wrote from just life experience what that word actually meant to me. So it was, you know, kind of motivational, inspirational, but the meaning was what that word meant to me. And then I wrote a little power statement, like, you know, today I got some fun words. I got a couple of funny stories. But anyways, build your success. The word build was build your success. That was my little power statement. I had one of those for every word, you know. And then I wrote a poem for each word to kind of support and enforce the meaning of the word. And so those are kind of cool, too. The poems actually turned out pretty neat. I've written poems for a long time, but finally sat down and committed to, you know, a poem for every word. That's 123 poems. That was quite a feat.
But that's quite a challenge, yeah.
So anyways.
This took on a kind of a strategy of definitions, but then evolved into your own life's journey and your life experiences, where you then expanded on those definitions.
Correct. So just for kicks, yesterday I had to go do some chainsawing, and it was stump sawing, you know, so your trees are cut down and now you got to take the stumps out. And so my buddy's coming over tomorrow and we're going to stump grind the stumps, but you have to get, you know, I was going to dig them out with a bulldozer at first, you know, a little front end loader, whatever. In that case, you know, I left some of the, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 foot tall stumps. Well, man, that was my challenge yesterday. Actually, it's been my challenge all week. I knew he's coming on Saturday. And so the word I wrote was begin, and which is just funny. 50% of getting finished is just getting started. I'm a firm believer of that. And so I had a couple days to work on this, you know, my chainsaws, and I have an electric saw, and I got a couple steels, and they haven't run in a couple years, actually. And so the electric saw was good for one little rotten tree, but that was about it. And then I had the others, and just getting them to start. Well, they did, and then they, you know, the chain's got to be sharp, and oh my goodness. And so I think I had 13 of them. So you know, Wednesday was a beautiful day to do it, and Wednesday would have given me Thursday to get it done also, and Friday was not so much, but then Saturday's the day when I need to have it done. And so remember when I used to talk about, or I've talked about, you get to do or you have to do.
Yes.
So, oh my goodness. So okay, I'm not into doing this stump project. The get to do gone away. Everything I wrote about and believed in. It's I have to. So I thought about it all day Wednesday, and the best excuse for not doing it on Wednesday is because of Thursday, you know. So action step was let's do it tomorrow. And so then tomorrow shows up, which was Thursday, and so I had a couple patients in the morning. I went swimming. It's absolutely gorgeous in the morning down on the day park. I get to live across the street and ride my bike and go across there. Okay, so now, you know, Thursday. So I stalled as long as I could. And so it's like, okay, time to go do it. So everything kind of worked, except, man, that was a lot of work. And the last one was a locust tree.
And oh, yeah.
It is such hard wood. And at that point, it was a little hollow in the center. So now I'm taking my chain through the, you know, the dirt and the hardwood. And I went through a couple chains. And then one time it popped off. And so now, you know, putting the chain back on again is not necessarily my forte. But, you know, getting it done. And I was reminded of the story, my own story, where, you know, those pumps in your yard, you know, water pumps, you got a little handle lifts up and it's...
Sure.
Either orange or blue, whatever. Well, we had one that started leaking. And so, you know, you got a hole there. So I didn't know. I thought you could just replace the top. And you can't. And so you have to take the hole. You have to dig down and unscrew it. And out it comes. You know, well, I think it's 5 feet long. And so I dig the hole and I get into the hole and it's all rusted and corroded. And I really have no idea what I'm doing. I'm thinking it's bolts and whatever, but I don't know. And so then I got a chisel and I'm cracking away at it and I'm going at it. And finally, I'm just exasperated. I get out of the hole and I'm thinking, man, I don't know how I'm going to pull this off. And my neighbor's like 88 years of age, you know. And my buddy Joe, and he's no longer with us. He left at 89 and a half, but shucks. But I thought, what would Joe do? And Joe would get back in the hole. So I got back in there, and finally, man, all of a sudden the corrosion comes off, and I'm able to figure it out, and so now I'm on the way to fix it. So the one first word that I was using today was begin. And again, once you get started, you're off and running. It's 50% of completion. It's just getting started. And, you know, the D words get determination and then go for enthusiasm. Well, when it comes to the stumps, I was not enthusiastic about that. And I was determined, but I wasn't very enthusiastic and definitely didn't have any passion for it. You know, passion is another part of the program. But anyway, so that was begin. Well, then I have another word called fortitude. So fortitude was a word that I put in my book, and that was kind of funny because in my definition, I said, you know, fortitude is the strength of your passion for your success. It's resilience, it's endurance, mental strength, intestinal grit. I wrote these words, you know, for fortitude. And so then I thought, okay, how about this? How bad do you want it? And the second question is when do you give up? And three is you don't. Your fortitude is the substance of the first question. How bad do you want it? My fortitude is strong. I want that to come true. And then it's an oxymoron pertaining to the second one. Oxymoron is when two words come together, like pretty ugly, you know, or whatever. So,
pretty so, ugly, right?
You know, so then, and then fortitude is the reason behind number three, which is you don't quit, you don't give up. And it's always amazing. I read another author, Russell. He talked about you learn how to do things in the doing of it. And there's so much truth to that is that, you know, now you have YouTube. My goodness, you have YouTube. You use YouTube stuff, and pretty soon you know all about it. And it's absolutely amazing what you can find out in seconds that's seemingly about everything and anything that's out there in a cloud somewhere that shows up on your phone. And next thing you know, you kind of got play-by-play instructions. But in the process of doing things, it's always interesting how you figure it out. So then I think it's always important. I think God has a sense of humor. And I think it's just amusing sometimes when you think it's going to go this way or that way or whatever. There might be a little curve, you know, a little bend in the road. And sometimes it's just you have to learn some things. And the only way to do it is to get that experience. But, Randy, yeah. you had a boat ride last week. I'm just curious about that. You went out
and yeah, saw you we had out a there. Great time. Yeah, we had a great and, time. You helped us out. Yep, you helped us out, and we got through that, and the weather basically just turned to absolute unbelievable downpour, and thank God we were in bathing suits, that's all I can say. So we were soaked to the bone, but we had a good time. We landed the boat at the Riverside Marina there in Bel Air, and no sooner had it tied up, and the rain stopped. So we were unloading the boat, getting everything in, Mr. Snoop up into the Yukon, and then all of a sudden the sun came out. And it was like, yep. Yes, we had a great ride home. So thank you for asking. Hey, Rick, yes. I did want to ask you real quick, too. I just got a text message. All these words that Rick's speaking so quickly, I'm trying to write them down. No. You don't write these down. What you do is you text me RT for road trip, and then I send you the cover, and I send you the link to buy the book on Amazon. All of them are written in the book with his stories, his life experiences, the poems, all of it. This just is an interview to give you an example of just a few of the words that are in there every Friday. And then, of course, he leaves us with a word for the day, a word for the weekend. Rick, one quick thing I did want to get into here before we go to break. The ability to buy the book, we mentioned Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Have you been able to expand your network for sales? Is there any other locations people can get the book at?
So I don't necessarily have bookstores yet. Again, I recommend that, you know, if you go into a bookstore, to just help me out is just say, hey, can we get this book? And then they'll do a little research and provide it for you. But they get a 40% off retailers do, you know. So okay. The price should still be $23 for the book. And they get a 40% profit margin is what I understand from my Olympus Story House. And then, okay. And so, you know, they're happy to do it. And then, the other side of the story is I just Googled the book. So whatever your browser that you use, but if you just use your browser and you just look up Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, it's the Good Words Book for Success. My name is Rick Allen Randall, as the author. And that throws up a couple other, you know, places where you can get
places to get it from. Got it.
So
okay,
it's definitely available out there for sure.
All right. Very good. Well, listen, we're going to take a short break. I've asked Rick, I've tasked him to be passionate about a word for us for the weekend and Monday morning. We'll have that with Rick Randall. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Nathan Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithin and Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
In northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithin handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, finishing up our discussion with Rick Randall. He's the author of the book Road Trip, Success, Most Likely to Succeed, A through Z. You got Great to book. Check it out. Absolutely love this book. Hey, Rick, I asked you to pick a word for us today. Give us a definition, a little story, perhaps a poem. What would you like to leave with the audience for this weekend?
So thank you for that. And with that being said, I'll actually go through it. The word I chose is laughter. I love to laugh. And so there's a lot of good reasons for laughter. But here's how my story goes. Laughter, laughing is one of the greatest feelings and one of the healthiest things that you can do. One of my all-time favorite sounds is when a baby laughs. And you think, you know, you don't think they really know that much, but obviously something's funny. And if you ever listen to a baby laugh, it's just one of the greatest sounds in the world. But laughter, when you laugh, so your body has natural feel-good substances, enkephalins and endorphins is what they're called. And so like runners say, I get this runner's high. I'm not a runner. I like my bike, but they get this buzz going for whatever reason. Well, the reason is because when you laugh or when you ride your bike, it stimulates enkephalins, or when you run. And so endorphins and enkephalins. Well, if you have a really good belly laugh, you stimulate all these endorphins and enkephalins, and it's kind of like a natural morphine, which I've never tried morphine, but it's a natural feel good type substance. And then I love this saying is that he who laughs lasts, you know, they get to stick around a little longer. And so, yeah. You know, when you just have a sense of humor and you find the fun side of love and life and living and laugh. And so, you know, there's so many things that are funny. I mean, we sometimes take life way too serious. You know, it's just the one of the best things to get is a sense of humor. One of the best things to give away is kindness. And so then I wrote, he who laughs succeeds. And so laughing is just so healthy for you. I watched this video. It's pretty cool. This guy gets on the subway in like New York City, and he's watching it, looking at his cell phone, and he starts laughing, and then he keeps laughing, and then he just keeps laughing, and pretty soon everybody on that car or in that car were laughing. They didn't even know why.
You
know,
it was infectious.
It's totally infectious, and then it just feels good. So here, with that in mind, I wrote this poem. So when he started laughing, so did I. I didn't really know the reason why. But what I do know is that it felt pretty good, so I just kept on laughing because I felt like I should. It didn't really matter what was going on. When I was laughing, I started feeling pretty strong. The best part about laughing uncontrollably that day, everybody around me was laughing the same way. Laughing is contagious, must be connected to love. Thank God for laughter. We are healthier because. And so I think that my buddy Brian, he's my farmer buddy, he's a lot of things to me, but he's the one that grows onions the size of softballs and his garlic, and all of his food is so organic and delicious, but he loves to laugh, and he'll say something, and you know, I'm listening, I'm thinking, well, yeah, I'm not even sure if that applies. The next thing, you know, he's laughing, and you can't help but to laugh with him, you know.
Right.
So anyways, Randy,
excellent.
I hope you have, I will leave you with that thought. It's just laugh and enjoy it. Life is such a good time. Today I went down on the shore of Torch, and I take pictures of the sky. Today was just incredible. And
yes.
Then you just go in swimming, and then I'll actually chuckle a little. I think, man, I am so lucky to be here and to be blessed with this kind of environment. And amen.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Laughter. We'll make sure we share that over the weekend. Greatly appreciate you coming on. Thank you, Rick.
Right. Bye, Randy.
Bye-bye. One of the things that I do want to remind you of, and Rick thinking of laughing made me think of another gentleman that makes me laugh a lot, is a good friend of mine, Patrick Kobach. He's a former state senator, ran for governor back in 2018, and he sent me a picture, actually a meme of what's going on in Washington, D.C., and made me laugh this morning. And I just want to thank everybody for people who have gone out and bought his book as well. He reminded me that a lot of the things he wrote in that book, the 2020 coup, what happened and what to do about it, is actually coming into fruition in Washington, D.C. Information had been forwarded to the Attorney General Pam Bondi, and investigations here in Michigan are underway. Request of our Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, are in the process of being received. And he's going to have a great interview with us next week. He's going to come on the show after he gets some more information about that. So we'll have that for you next week, as well as all of our other interviews we do throughout the week. Want to remind you real quick, take advantage of the late summer sale that's happening with MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell's company. He's got 50, 60, 70, 80% off some of the items in his store online at MyPillow.com. Just go ahead, shop away, go to the checkout, see what the retail price is, and then put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY. One word, no space. Hit apply. 50, 60, 70, 80% off some items, as well as free shipping. So be sure to take advantage of that. Late summer sale happening right now, MyPillow.com. If you'd like that information, just text me MP, and I'll send you the information for that with the promo code. And also Rick Randall's book. Text me RT for Road Trip, and I'll send you the information, the cover of the book, as well as the information on that as well. So hopefully you guys are going to have a great weekend. I've got one planned for me and Miss Vicky. Got some honeydews to get done, but we'll make it through it. And God willing, we'll be back with you 9 o'clock on Monday morning, live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. Enjoy the repeats over the weekend, as well as early Monday morning as well. So with that, we go back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing, not too far off the beaten path.